Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. And Jimmy, you're right. Peter is so excited today. His big smile on his face because of the bowling center's opening.
Bowling? I hate to tell you how many years it's been since I last bowled.
Well, Mayor,
I give away my age.
Governor Cuomo has opened up the bowling centers. Right, Jim?
That's very nice of him.
That's right.
There you go. Jim's on top of it.
I've had my my bowling balls waxed and ready for the last 6 months, ready to go, and I
kid
can't
your
bowl.
What your oh bowling balls
yeah bowling balls
all right this could be the last show.
It's Saturday, August 15th, 2020. It is 10:05 in the morning, and I always say that because this show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. And if, by chance, there is a sporting event, we will be on after that. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to our website, sapriston.com, sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and there you are. You should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So once again, if you go to the website, sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives, click on archives. Many years of shows there. And if you just happen to miss a show or you want to replay a show, it's available there. Also, last but not least, there's a free economic report every week.
Right. And at 10:42, I was up and I just logged on just to see for the heck of it, and it was there. So it was there later at night. It used to be on at 7, but they talk about everything that's been happening from, you know, the Senate leaving and retail sales being less than what were expected and blah, 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 blah. But all these analysts, you know, have been missing the mark in most cases, and understandably so with the COVID, hard to figure it out. But it just amazes me when they miss it. It's like, well, you know, how could this happen? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, you know, and I was thinking about something else along that line. I said, isn't it okay every once in a while just not to have an opinion? You know, everybody's got an opinion all the time.
I don't know if I have an opinion on that.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah. Okay. Right now, give us a call. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. Always the easiest time to get into the show. Takes a while for, I guess, everybody to get started, including us. Also,
yep.
If for some reason you don't want to give us a call, although as we always say, we like to talk to people, but if you don't want to give us a call and you'd like to check on a stock or ask a question, you can go to our chat box, which we have at our website, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. You're all set. Just have to click Join the Chat, and you can join the chat. Ask a question. I give up. Ask a question.
And well, you can tell we're both Italian because we use our hands. But,
right.
I mean,
exactly.
You're join the chat.
Once again, it must have been a Lysol high he's getting.
No,
into.
No. I was away last week.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. I was enjoying myself.
But, you know, you can ask a question, type in a symbol.
Unlike this morning.
And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're thinking to do with that symbol. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Are we
had
on
a
with
call.
Anybody? Well,
no,
call's
we had a call.
Done. Anybody in the chat box? You at the chat box?
No, but we have a call.
Oh, we do have a call. Who?
Yes.
I don't see anybody.
Vic.
Who was it?
It was Vic.
Anonymous. It's Vic.
It is Vic. Go ahead.
Good
Pete.
Morning, Vic.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I don't know.
I have a basic question here.
Basic?
In the promo for the show, Stan Roberts with this, your supply and demand system, how would that be any... Is it comparable to accumulation distribution for IBD? I guess my question is, if you ran a host of stocks through your supply and demand for a yay or nay on buying, and you did the same thing with accumulation distribution IBD, is it pretty much the same thing?
No.
Okay.
Because, you know, actually what it is, you know, the real term for it is point and figure charting, okay? And all point and figure charting is price following price and reversals, you know, and you set certain box sizes. Usually the standard box size is three boxes, and it could be 1 point. If it's a $100 stock, it's 2 points, you know, for the box, whatever. So all it is a charting method. It's showing supply and demand by showing you support and resistance, you know. But it's not, you know, your term, supply and demand.
So what you're saying then is you could actually then on certain stocks, you can get a positive reading with supply and demand, but go to IBD and their rating would be much lower or higher then.
Well, it doesn't even, you know, have anything to do with it, really. Okay. In other words.
Oh, no correlation at all then.
No, because sometimes there may be, but a lot of times you can look at a point and figure chart and go, boy, that's a great chart. And it looks like a beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful chart, lower, higher lows and higher highs, you know, nice uptrend, nice breakouts and all of that stuff. Yet the stock may not have that great relative strength, you know.
Oh, okay. Very, very good. I was just always curious about that.
Yep.
A stock that I'd like you to throw up, if you would. I'm really kind of hot on right now. You put FCX on, Freeport-McMoRan, FCX. Mm-hmm. This thing is really respecting moving averages, which I like to see.
Right, yeah.
It had a nice gap up. And if you look at the last 5 weeks of volume, it's perfect. Up weeks are high. It just had another low week on down. What would be your support level? Because I'm thinking of selling some puts on Monday. And what would be your buy on this one? Would you be in it already?
Well, technically the buy was at 12.
Close at 1378.
Yeah, so there was a buy at 12, and you're at very strong resistance now in the 14 and a half area. So, unfortunately, the real support's back at 12, and the 50 days at 12. You know, so if I were to sell a put, right, probably would be 12 or under, you know.
I tell you, you give it a little bit of leeway on the downside, huh?
Right, definitely. You'd have to.
And the second and last one, I sold some puts on MO. I like the chart of MO.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one to do.
I just did it on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I did the 42s.
Yeah,
going out 3 weeks.
I mean, this has had two straight buy signals. Basically, if you look at... where am I now? Who knows? 43 is the 200 day, right?
Yeah, 42, 54.
41's the 50 day, so you're in between both of those. I like that. Yeah, that's
yeah, the 40, and it was actually better premium in my with this VIX. This VIX is receding in the last couple months. I got a little more premium on it than I thought, and I just said I'm going to do it. I probably take it at 42 and then sell upside.
Right, yeah. I mean, you don't mind owning the stock if it does get put to you, you know, and it's got a nice dividend, you know. So.
That's the other thing I like, the div. With this kind of environment always is good.
Right.
Hey, yeah. Guys, good show. Thanks for the input.
Okay, right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, right now, give us a call. Phone lines are, again, wide open, 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541. And, you know, if you don't want to call us for some reason, you know, you could use the chat box at our website, saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, and there you are. Click the tab that says Join the Chat, and you're all set. Ask a question or type in a symbol. If you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
Nothing there.
Well, basically, that's good.
All
no,
right.
No, in a way, because there were some things I wanted to mention.
All right.
A lot of people call about biotech stocks, you know, and I've always said, you know, very risky, you know, yeah, you know, if their trial doesn't work, anything can happen. They can get killed, you know. And what everybody should do if you're looking at a biotech stock is have the site BioPharm Catalyst. It's BioPharmCatalyst.com. At that website, it's free, and they tell you when upcoming announcements by the company on their drug tests are due. It could be in the quarter or whatever. You know they're coming. And also, when the FDA may be reviewing them, the actual time period that they'll be reviewing them for approval for their drug.
Mm-hmm.
You should always check that and be aware of that, you know, because... you know, sometimes you can have a big run-up anticipating approval by the FDA, and you have to make up your mind knowing that it's going to be coming, the approval or not approval. You may want to be out, or you may just be rolling the dice. So,
yeah.
No, good, good client, website to go to.
I had a client call me Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't remember, saying, you know, what am I missing? Should I be buying these, you know, stocks that are doing the vaccines and all this other stuff? It's a, you know, it's a tough call.
And what'd you tell him?
No.
That was a simple answer.
Right.
Okay, what do we have? A call coming in here? Who's up there first?
Dominic in Sarasota.
Hey, Dominic. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. Thank you for taking our call.
That's all right.
So, my question is, what do you think of Apple?
What do I think
I like of Macintoshes Apple? Myself.
Well, I mean, Apple... has been, you know, a much degraded company because they're supposedly an iPhone company, but they're not anymore, you know. So fundamentally, I think they say 20% of their businesses comes from Apple services, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Apple TV, Apple Music, Apple this, Apple that. And there's other, I forgot what the other areas they're in, but you know, they're much more than an iPhone company, no question about it. So fundamentally, I think they're a very great company, to
right,
tell you
but
the truth.
Big thing going on now is with their apps and Fortnite, which is a game
mm-hmm.
that one of the, if not the most popular, one of the most popular. And, you know, they get 30% of the purchases off that. Well, the Epic Games, I think, is a company that owns that, has found a way to get around that. So
mm-hmm.
Apple has now thrown them off. You know, but they get 30% from all this stuff. That's
oh, yeah.
big to the bottom
oh,
line.
Oh, no question. But, yeah. I mean, they make
I mean, if you want technology, you know, you got a couple of stocks that you could own, but Apple would be one of them because it's not just pure technology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of, now, not to go on, but a lot of companies now are becoming very successful by having subscription services
mm-hmm.
instead of you buy the product. You know, there's companies like Adobe and so forth, you know, they all have subscriptions. So anyway. I mean, do you own it or are you looking to buy it?
Well, I have bought it at 92.
Okay. And you're going to get the split.
Right. I bought it right after they split 7-for-1.
Yeah, boy. Okay.
Right. Closed at 459.63.
Yeah, right. So obviously, you know, it's come a long way, but, you know, it has very good support in the 396 to 400 area, you know, which is, you know, what, about 15% back. And if you're willing to take that potential risk, you know, I have no problem. Other side of the coin, you can always take a little off the table.
Recent analysts came out $600 target price. That was this week.
For what it's worth.
Yeah, I know. Just saying. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Don't mind me. I'm counting. You keep talking.
Yeah. You got your shoes off. I can
21.
Tell. No, but Apple, I mean, they just, I don't have an iPhone.
I mean,
and the majority of people don't have iPhones.
Yeah.
It's just that their products are so expensive.
Exactly,
I have a MacBook Air laptop. Mm-hmm. Very expensive.
But they came out with the cheaper one. It's been a big hit. I don't know.
But this thing's,
cheaper.
I've never had, as unfamiliar as I am with computers and how I, you know, operator error, I can screw things up. I've really never had an issue with this thing.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, so the support's 395 to 400. Next target's probably around 500. So either take a little bit of money off the table or, you know, as long as it doesn't break that support in the 396, 400 area, you're in good shape.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, and you guys have a good week.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks
you
for calling.
You take care. Nice hearing from you there. Okay. Right now, we're going to go to Art in New Jersey.
Absolutely.
Art.
Hi. Good morning, fellas.
Long time no hear.
Well, I was off because I had an internet problem, a Wi-Fi problem. Oh. A new router caused me not to. I listened to the show, but I wasn't able to call in.
Oh, okay.
I'll get it on the computer anyway.
Peter keeps track.
Yes, I do too.
All right.
First item today would be Merck. Now, the reason I'm interested in that is because I used to work for Shearing Plough, and Merck merged with them. So, and I get a nice pension check every month, and I'd just like to know what your thoughts on the stock.
Well, today, this week's Barron's, big article on Merck. Why
I'll
Merck?
I have to read that.
Yeah, why Merck is a buy. I didn't get a chance to read the article, but they say that, you know, I got the impression from the headline that it's underappreciated, and they have some great products out there.
Right. MRK is a symbol, closed at 83.48, Pete.
Yeah, and it's surprising because it got up. What did it get up to?
Must be in the mid-80s at least.
Yeah, and, you know, they were mentioning the one thing I did remember was the blockbuster cancer drug they have.
Yeah, 92.64 was the 52-week high.
So, you know, in looking at it, it's built a beautiful base in here. It's been consolidating for, I'd say probably quite a few months, you know, from about April till now, you know. So in this day and age, that's a long time, I guess, you know.
Right. But I don't know if they're involved with the COVID vaccine or therapeutic or remedy. So, you know, maybe that's why they're under, I didn't read the article, but maybe that's why they're underappreciated.
But
great company.
Yeah, if it goes to 85, it'll be give a complete break out of the consolidation, which is between about say 75 and 84. And 84 is the big resistance. So if it takes that out, you know, it should challenge the high, you know, in the 92 area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I would think that this could be on its way. And maybe the article will give it the breakout on Monday.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, right. Yeah. So it looks very strong. Yeah.
That's good. Well, I have, you know, pension from them, and I have the Bristol-Myers dividends, but I don't, you know, from a stock I own. Never worked for them, though.
Oh.
Second item would be Vanguard New Jersey Long-Term Bond Fund. Admiral, I guess they listed, but I have the non-Admiral version. It's it closed at 1260.
What's the symbol on it?
I don't know.
Well, you got us then. It'll take us a while to come up with a symbol. But.
All right. Because, you know, I know the Vanguard Corporate is WEHX, so this has got to have an X at the end of it.
Well, I mean, is this a mutual fund you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Vanguard Mutual Fund, the long-term bond fund. And the reason I'm interested in this is because...
Yeah, it's VNJTX.
Wonderful.
See, that's why he's here.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
One of the reasons, anyway.
No, it's not.
Probably the biggest reason.
Well, the reason I'm interested in this is because, you know, it's time for giving gifts out to family members. And I've had this so many years, and I have quite a bit of it. And I'm thinking that if I'm not going to get too big of capital gains, I could sell some of this off.
To use as a gift?
The cash.
In other words,
if it's the same price now
you can
as
just
it
give,
was
you can
over the
give
years.
The security, too, and you don't have to worry about that then.
Yeah, I could do that. That's an excellent idea.
Yeah, I mean, probably not a bad idea. I mean, I don't know if interest rates, you know, will go lower, but they've lately been moving up pretty nice.
I think this yield is about 2.5%, as most of the long-term bond funds. And it's free of New Jersey and federal tax.
Right, yeah. So I have no problem with that,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, so 3% yield is what the trailing 12-month yield is.
Yeah, I would have no problem with that.
Duration.
And he says, oh, it's only a couple of days, but it was down to almost 0.54 or something. Now it's 0.70. That's a big jump in a couple of days. Anyway,
yeah, we've seen it before.
Well, so it might be a good time to do it.
Okay, last item would be Snap. Now, I know there's a couple of good articles in there about Twitter taking over TikTok, and I'm wondering if that will affect the price of the Snap. It's about mid-range. Its high was $26.76, and it's $21.69 on Friday.
Well, it depends, you know, not that this would happen. I've seen take-unders, you know. But,
right.
You know, everybody's all excited because there's going to be an acquisition. They actually buy the company for less than it's trading, you know.
Sure.
Not necessarily that this would happen, you know.
I was thinking if the Chinese companies get put out for the, the TikTok and Wi-Fi, if they get knocked off, it might help the Twitter and Snap a bit.
Well, definitely, and it probably would help Snap, too. I don't think it would be a take-under, but it would definitely help Twitter because there's a large base that would come with Snap, you know.
Right.
And so they will get access to a very large base, which would help Twitter, so... Yeah, so I just say it. You know, it should help both companies. You know, because it should be a higher, you know, price they pay than the current price, especially since it's come down. You know, after hitting 26, and you know, it would help Twitter. So you're right.
Okay, that is great. Incidentally, on the phone system, I might have mentioned before, I use a track phone. It's very reasonable. You pay once a year. And you get so many minutes, and they build up year after year.
You know, we don't allow commercials on this show, you know.
Okay, well, no. another type of phone, then, aside from the Apple phones.
There you go.
I mean, not that
if you don't need tremendous service, I mean, it makes sense to me, you know. Matter of fact, I have a phone because I have my cable company, and I pay for 1 gigabyte. And I've never come close to it except this month because I forgot to turn off my access. But anyway, so I've never come close to 1 gigabyte, and I pay $14 a month, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad, then, because I pay about $100 a year, and I have over 3,000 minutes available. Right?
Beautiful.
But it doesn't do any of the fancy stuff.
Yeah, you don't.
You make calls and you receive them, that's all.
Yep.
Good. All right, great talking to you, fellas. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, you too. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Okay, right now, phone lines are wide open again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And I guess we have a few people at the chat box, which I'll mention. You can get to the chat box by going to sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Chat box pops up where you have to click Join the Chat. Type in a question, type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
Somebody's asking, they said this week a CNBC commentator used a bowling term.
Bowling?
Just right up your alley.
That's the second time I've...
They used the term pin action.
He's
so easy, Jimmy. Jimmy's like...
Pin action. What the heck does that mean?
Well, I would think that would mean that one pin knocks down another pin that... Meaning a certain stock.
Is that the whole question?
No, that was the question.
I have no idea what pin action is, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know what pin action is, right?
Well, I know what that is,
So it must be
about
one...
I'd have to know the rest of what he said, the context of...
Jimmy will answer the question. Okay. But it's pretty simple.
If that person could put one stock in the group... What was the context of that?
I'm telling you what it is.
No, you're not. Oh, I see what you're saying. You think it's... because one stock in the group will ignite the rest of the group, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay. That may be. Wow. That may be. Wow. I'll take your answer.
Oh, God.
Okay. What's right. next?
So somebody's looking to buy a couple stocks. One is Hub, H-U-B-B, really? Closed at 146.30.
Hub. That's interesting. What is that?
I don't know.
I never heard of that one.
Hubble Incorporated.
Hubble.
I don't know if they make the telescopes. No.
Isn't that something? No.
Electrical equipment and parts.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
It's an old name, isn't it, right?
Yeah, because I think years ago this was trading at some ridiculously reasonably cheap price. But anyway, he's looking to buy it, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the 200-day average is at 133, the 50 days at 131. So as long as you didn't see a drop below, ideally the 151, 131 area, It should remain in good shape. It's on its way. It looks to test the high. I don't know if that's an all-time high at 154. And for what it's worth, based on the point-and-figure charting method, they calculate objectives and no time span on the objectives, which makes it nice because they could say, look at that, 10 years later it got there.
Yeah, you know? I was finally right.
Yeah, but you know, it's you can come up with at least a plan based on risk and reward. You know, for example, this closed at 146, so you're going to get worried if it goes to 130. You're going to reevaluate it. 16-point downside, the price objective, 204. So that's what, 58 points on the upside?
Nice.
So that's good risk-reward. You know, it's better than 3-1.
Same person wants to know about looking to buy Pega, P-E-G-A, which is Pega Systems.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Closed at 116.03. Yeah. Software applications.
Software has been the hottest area for the last couple of years, to tell you the truth. Beautiful chart, like I was saying before. Gorgeous chart. Broke out, major breakout at the 104 area. 200 days way back at 86. I don't know if you'd want to take that risk, but the 50 days at 103, good support, 104 to 106. So if I were to buy it, I would only reevaluate it if it hit 102. And it's kind of, you know, based on their method, exceeded the price targets at the moment, but that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And very good looking chart, yeah. I'd say if you're willing to take that potential risk where you might have to evaluate it at 102, that's down 14 points from here. But it looks like a major, major breakout. So, I think it's a good one.
Okay. Do you want to take a break?
It's a question. It's a that time already.
Well, we have another one, but it could probably wait.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. But also saying, you can do a number of things based on your risk tolerance. We always say make sure you've done your research. And, you could come up with a plan. You could buy a little and say, hey, if it comes back down near 106 or so, I might add to it. Or if you've done your research and just so convinced, you can buy it.
Yeah, so pin action, this is interesting, referring to the market phenomenon in which shares of one stock take down shares of a rival. Kramer calls it pin action because it's similar to the way in which one falling bowling pin can knock over another pin.
So it was the opposite.
It was the same general idea.
Same general idea, but on the downside.
Right.
Yeah, you were close. Yeah. We'll give you half a star for that, okay?
And there's another one here. It says the term pinning.
Pinning's different.
Yeah, right.
Pinning's different.
Okay.
So we won't go into that.
Right.
But, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
There used to be a show called Bowling for Dollars, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Bowling for Dollars. Yeah. I was on that show.
Were you really?
Yes.
Did you lose?
No, I got a spare.
Did you really?
I was completely intoxicated. I was in college and
did you win money for it?
$10.
$10.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. My aunt, may she rest in peace.
Back in your college days, $10 is now worth about $1 million. That's how many years ago.
We drank more than that.
Right. Anyway, right now we will take a quick 1-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York.
Is that funny?
No, I was laughing because usually I read my script.
Oh, okay.
And it was gone.
Now you're going by memory.
I'm going by, which is not good for
me.
Not
a good idea. Me either.
So anyway, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB, and an RIA. See that? Memory's still there. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Lines are wide open again. Give us a call. Or you can use our chat box at saperstein.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. There you are. Click on Join the Chat. Ask a question. Type in a symbol. Let us know what you're looking to do with it.
Okay.
I'm trying to make the show exciting. Some people tell me it's a boring show, so...
They should be in
especially
the
your friend's wife.
They should be in the room.
But anyway.
Yeah, boy, you have a memory like an elephant about certain things.
Like a woman. Never forget certain things that upset you.
That was Peter Greco that said that.
No, it was David. No.
It was Peter's last show. Right. What did he say? Something about a woman and an elephant.
All right.
Anyway, somebody calling looking to own these two stocks, Peter, and they're looking to get your opinion. So the one I'm very interested in because I've heard about it, never bought it. It's a Canadian company, so I'd probably shy away from it to begin with. But this is Shopify, S-H-O-P, $987.90 on the close. And interesting, I ordered a protector for my phone because it was broken. So I got it from this place called EvoCell. And apparently, they must be affiliated with Shopify because I was getting texts or messages from Shopify saying the package was in the mail. But anyway, go ahead.
So do we think Shopify is the next Amazon?
Well, that's what they talk about, except it's Canadian. But Cramer loves this stock. I know that.
It is unbelievable how high this stock has gone. My comment would be, you know, be aware of what you're in. I mean, it may turn out to be the greatest. Maybe it is the greatest company in the world. I don't know. It's maybe the greatest company in Canada, whatever. But, you know, it's like
Amazon. Tim Hortons is the greatest company in Canada.
It's doing like Amazon stock. But it's a favorite of all the traders. So you're going to get a lot of volatility.
And it's unusual because it's so high price, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Right?
Of course, they may split. We're all of a sudden seeing a bunch of these companies do that. But let me take a look at Amazon because this doesn't quite look as pretty as the Amazon chart, I don't think.
I don't know about that.
Did Amazon all of a sudden go into this big consolidation too? Let me see.
Yeah, I guess it is consolidating. Amazon closed at $3,148.02.
Well, the Amazon chart's a somewhat better-looking chart.
Yeah, of course.
Because, A, it came down.
No discounts.
It built support, tested support. Now it's in a little trading range between 3,100, 3,200.
Don't ask the people on Grand Island.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But anyway, yeah. I mean, go back to Shopify. Shopify's a little bit messier now, you know, in this term. It's getting a little more volatile. And so be aware, you know, of, you know, if you can take the risk in these kind of stocks. I mean, it exceeded all price objectives. It broke out and then broke down below the breakout, which sometimes is not a good sign. So if you were to buy it, you would have to reevaluate it. And we're to close 987.
Yep.
And 90 cents. Unfortunately, 889. I don't know if you could take the risk, but I would not. The 50 days, 942. So that is potential support. That's where supposedly the institutions like to look to buy. And certainly a lot of traders and other investors, they watch the 50-day. Mm-hmm. So it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, in other words, everybody's watching it. A lot of people use it. The algorithms that trade automatically probably use it. So in the 942 area, you would expect to be good support. And if it dropped below that, then 880 would be a new reevaluation area. So you'd have to make your decision on that. I probably, on my own, you know, wouldn't jump in at the moment, but you could take a small position, you know, and I kind of wait to see a little bit, you know.
Yeah, that's been what I've been doing on any, you know, somebody talking about wanting to buy some Amazon and some Tesla, Nikola, I screw up the name, and I'm just saying the same thing because, you know, there's no vaccine. There are some therapies. There's no agreement with Congress. The market's near high, not the Dow, but the S&P and the NASDAQ, and I think if you're going to buy something, you know, buy a third or a half of what you're looking to buy and then see what happens. Hey, so you get mad at yourself because it went much higher. Well, right. Then you can jump back in.
And the other thing, you know, especially since this is kind of a wild stock, you know, because of all the things I mentioned, also all year I've been talking about the normal election year cycle. The election year cycle has been very good, you know, and you know, it could be off by a week or whatever, but it's been very good even for this year. And, you know, like back in, I think, early July, I said, typically the market pulls back sometime around the middle of July into the end of July. And it was a little bit after the middle, but we did pull back into the end of July. And I said, then it takes off again in August. And right now, that cycle, and once again, you can't depend on anything necessarily, but the cycle's calling for a normal election year pullback. Around the middle of this month again, you know, into possibly the end of the month. So you don't bet your life on that. Just that's why I'd want to watch something like this and see how the market plays out a little bit. Okay. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay.
That's it for that. I mean, there's a couple more.
Okay, good.
Oh, he's got another one. I'm sorry. QDEL, 245.93.
It's another hot stock there.
And again, he owns these, so he's just looking for an update.
Yeah, I forgot what the story was on. It's in healthcare. It may be COVID-related, you know. Don't know.
Look like it.
Yeah, but, you know, had a gigantic run-up, a gigantic pullback, you know, from that's a big pullback, from 304 down to about 220. But, you know, it found support where it should have, you know, which is one positive. The 50 days at 232, so it's back above that. So if you're in it and you feel comfortable with it, I probably would only reevaluate it if it dropped, you know, maybe under 216 or so.
Yeah. So Barclays in March 26th downgraded it and has a target price of 90. J.P. Morgan in May downgraded it to underweight and downgraded their price from 158 to 120. Good
well,
moves, huh?
It's interesting because it does have a negative price objective of 132 on the point and figure chart. So it'll, you know, like I say, I haven't been following it. I hear people mentioning it. Probably does have to do with COVID, I'm guessing. And, you know, so a lot of these stocks also got hit when, what was it, Moderna came out with the news or something like that. And they got all of them got trounced, you know, because now Moderna had the answer, you know, then they realized not necessarily, you know. So these things bounce around with that. So anyway, if I'm holding it, I would reevaluate probably in the either under the 50-day at 232 or 216.
Okay, we have more.
Okay.
Somebody is writing in saying that they're retired. They have an IRA. Two IRAs, they contribute each year. He's retired and working part-time, limited earnings. The person has cash money sitting in a bank earning nothing, considering buying some decent paying safe dividend stocks in a separate trading account to allow money to at least earn something. Wouldn't be really concerned about the stock price going up so much.
What about going down?
Well, that's the other thing. That's right. So they did buy a little telephone in Verizon, thinking they're relatively safe stock price. And I don't think anything's safe. So,
well, I was going to say that. You can't bet on anything being right. safe.
Telephone closed at $30.01. I don't particularly like telephone. So
I don't like it. But, you know, you're probably, famous last words, not going to be killed on it. And, you know, they're going through their difficulties, to say the least. But, you know, it's got great support in the 27 area. And, you know, so you know, as a good dividend-paying stock, yeah.
Right, and Verizon closed at 58.79.
And if it went to 26, you might reevaluate the position at that time. Verizon's just been kind of sitting there, which is all right. You know, if you're getting a nice dividend, you don't really care if your stock just sits there, you know. And it's a better-looking chart. So Verizon has a price objective of 72. Take it for what it's worth with a grain of salt, you know. But a lot of times it works out. You know, sometimes it works out. I don't know if anybody's ever done a study on how many times the price objective's been hit. But, you know, the high's been up in, you know, around 62. And it's got, you know, good support probably in the 53, 54 area. Just broke out, gave a buy signal. I'd probably say, yeah, Verizon looks okay. And one other one, you know, I hate to even say this one, but
believe it or not. But you will anyway.
Yeah, there's a great article on it today.
And where?
In Barron's, of all places.
Of course, yes.
Where else would it be, yeah. right? General Motors, 6.77% yield, all right. Yeah, maybe a little more risky with support around the 24 area, and it closed at what, 28 almost, 27.86. But the interesting thing is, and like I say, look into this, do your research. I don't know if you get Barron's, you can go to the, can you go to the library now? I don't know. But anyway.
After the bowling alley, you can go.
I think maybe you can go to Barnes & Noble, though, and sit there and read it, you know. Yeah. But the point of the article was that somebody is saying what they really should do is spin off their EV business.
Okay.
Because that is worth a lot more, okay? And he's saying, you know.
And Peter means electric vehicle.
The electric vehicle.
Okay, so for those
who don't. And we all, you know, most people know that's a really hot area, the electric vehicle area. And he took the midpoint of what he thought it would be worth if you got the price for the spinoff, you know, in the midpoint of what he thinks it's worth. And that would give General Motors the potential to double, okay? Mm-hmm. And interesting, you know, it could be a catalyst. So I'm throwing that out. Do your own research, and we'll go on.
Throw it up. Okay.
So I've always hated General Motors, but this is an interesting story. But
okay,
go ahead.
Very good. Good luck.
All right.
Somebody wants to know whether you should buy or sell TLT. Close at 163.18.
TLT sounds like
tender loving touch.
20-year bond. I know Willard's of the opinion interest rates will go down. That's possible.
Or they're going to go up. One
of Does this guy own?
So wants to know whether he should buy or sell it.
But
I don't know. What can I tell you? I'm just reading what's on there, Pete. I'm the messenger.
Well,
pick one.
Has a downside price objective of 134 for what that's worth. If, you know, I don't have my own opinion other than the fact that I probably would not buy it only, and I'd have to have it go to, I think, 174 to be a major breakout to the upside. And if you were to buy it, your support is 154. So at 152, you're either out or reevaluate it.
Right. And I would think the odds of interest rates over the next several years going up or down, the odds are better that they're going to go up. I'm not saying it's going to be quick. You listen to the Fed, it's a couple of years, there's no inflation, although we did get some inflationary trends on Friday.
Right.
But
so, you know, and if you were to sell it, you know, at this price, you would either be out or reevaluate it at 174.
Yeah, and I don't know if the person means sell short or...
Well, whatever, but, you know, yeah, I guess it's sell short.
Okay.
And so I've given you the parameters. Do your research and go from there with the parameters.
Okay, great.
Right now, phone numbers, 803-1520, because nobody seems to want to talk to us, and toll-free 800-879-7541. You probably caused that.
I hope so.
803-1520.
Yeah, I like
toll-free
being this busy on the chat room.
800-879-7541. Is there anything in the chat box?
I have a system.
Again?
There's a lot.
A lot. Okay, let's go.
All right. Somebody wants to know how safe PHK is.
Nothing's safe.
So this happens to be the PIMCO.
I know. I'm familiar. And we remember years ago, this was trading at an 80% premium. Kept warning people about that, and the thing collapsed. You know?
Yeah, close at 523.
Yeah, I don't know what the premium is, you know, on
Well,
this.
I'll tell you this. If you look at their asset allocation, they're highly leveraged.
That was the problem. That was the problem.
Looks like a 2-to-1 type of
thing.
Yeah,
very, very highly leveraged.
So their cash allocation is a negative 145%. And their bond allocation is a positive 232.6%.
So
they're leveraged.
They're leveraged. And what I would do is go look up what the premium or discount is on it. Okay.
Wow.
And I wish I could remember where you go for
well,
that.
Well, it's right on the Morningstar
site.
Oh, is
it?
It's
okay. On Morningstar? Okay.
Year to date, it says average discount plus 9.7%, which I think is unusual because for the year of 2019, it was a plus 30%, plus 26% going backwards, as high as plus 40% in 2016, plus 39%.
I remember plus 80 on this thing. But anyway, I don't know where that was. But plus 9 is not bad. Okay,
yeah.
For this fund. But yeah. Be aware of the leverage in the fund. The chart, you know, really doesn't, I mean, it's in a long-term downtrend, okay, but support has been in the 375 area and a close where? 523.
Yeah.
Broke out, and there's a lot of resistance at 7. So
it must be none of the bonds they own, the Treasury's buying, that's for sure.
Yeah,
no, and
so.
The top five holdings, I've never heard of that. I think I've heard of Sequoia Corporation.
Yeah.
S-E-Q-U-A.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's been moving up, but there's a ton of resistance in that 7 area. But that wouldn't be bad, you know, if it went up to there. And but the support's back at 375. So the 200 days at 6. And the 50 days at 529,
so Peter's
it's got to get above that. So
do your research. We did part of it for
right.
you.
Right. And I've given you all the levels. You know, I'd like to see it above the 50-day, which is 529, not too far. Then the next objective would be 622 to 200-day, and then very high resistance, say 7 to 7.5. So, you know, think about it.
Okay, somebody also is asking, Mogay, M-O-G.A, closed at 61.84. They want to know if they should buy or sell it, and they own it. So there, that answers all of your questions. So give an answer.
Well, this is another one of those. When you go to the website, you never know whether they use M-O-G.A/A. It's not .A.
I got .ap.
Well, not on this website.
Well, you're special. I'm just a regular person, not special like you.
You're the bowling expert, right?
Well, I did win $10.
Yes, I said. That was big money in those
days. I think I got 3, and then I picked up the spare. Rock and roll. Ed Kilgore.
You got $3 and
no, I got three pins down.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Got the 7.
Oh, okay.
We spent about 2 hours before drinking Molson Canadian.
So now that we have digressed, what was the question?
Buy or sell Mogay.
Okay, so he doesn't own it.
No,
he does own it.
Oh my Lord. He wants to know whether he should buy or sell it. He does own it.
Interesting.
The person owns it.
Okay. Well, take this with a grain of salt. The price objective is 96. It just pulled back. And the 200 days at 67, so it's below the 200-day.
Mm-hmm.
It's above the 50-day, so it's trapped between the 50-day, which is at 54, and the 200-day at 67. It did just break a major downtrend line and should have good support in the 59 area. So, if I were to use risk reward, it's more of a buy than a sell.
I was trying to get a drum roll.
But once again, I mean, you're going to have to get above the 200 day at 67, and resistance is right in that area around 69. All right.
Oh.
So, you know, risk reward, good, and would reevaluate it if it dropped under 54.
All right, very good. Jimmy's laughing because you have all these computers set up and everything. So
I could never get into the other web thing.
No. So this you're able to, on this new one here?
No, yeah, I couldn't get into
it. This is the largest laptop I've ever seen in my life. Holy cow. No wonder you got an extra big bag carrying it.
I have no comment.
All right. So we have another question on the chat box,
okay,
if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
By the way, the phone numbers are 803-1520.
Just in case.
Toll free 800-879-7541.
I'm having so much fun today. Somebody wants to know.
I'm not.
HR. HRL, Hormel Foods.
I Hormel.
Think they make your favorite meal, Spam.
No. And they also make rotten, you know, like packaged dinners you can buy. They're not frozen.
You don't like them?
I try to. They're horrible.
Okay.
So we'll probably get sued.
5223 is on the close. He wants to know if it's a buy.
What's the symbol on it?
HRL.
HRL.
They make Spam, I think, right? I've never had Spam, but I...
It
sort of looks, it looks like hash,
probably
right?
Tastes like their dinners.
It looks like hash, right?
Surprisingly. See, once again, you can't go by your opinion of their food. Like I said, a couple of years ago, I wouldn't buy Chipotle because the restaurant looked like a dump, you know? So,
right.
And good they move. Still look like a dump, you right. know, but...
Well, they had a lot of problems with people after they were eating.
Yep. Well, they had that too, but this is way back. Okay. I went in to eat there. It was okay, but... Kind of expensive.
I like Moe's.
I like Moe's better.
And, right, except and they don't have the fish sandwich anymore.
Yeah, but it's a better
fish.
Deal.
You know, is it? Food.
Yeah, because they give you all the chips and salsa
oh,
free.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So.
All right. Very good. I'm getting hungry.
So anyway, Hormel.
Chick-fil-A, Pete.
Looks surprisingly great. So I'll try to forget my comments about the
right.
food. And it has a price objective of 65. And I forgot, did he own it or looking to buy it?
Wants to know about buying it, Peter.
Yeah, well, based on the breakout, you know, once again, do research into it. Go taste the food. No, don't go taste the food, but because then you'll never buy it. But anyway, they make good chili, though.
Okay,
okay.
Great.
But anyway, yeah, so right now the 200 days 46, the 50 days 49, and good support around 49, would reevaluate it if it dropped, you know, maybe to 44. 45, but it looks like a buy.
Okay, and because you gave the phone numbers, we have two callers. Matt and Hamburg, we're going to.
Matt,
rapid fire, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Stick with the food. Red Robin, RRGB.
Oh, hate it.
You can't.
I know.
You can't count that. It's irrelevant.
I know. My kids love it, and they got
yeah.
a lot of gluten free stuff
yeah.
from my wife.
Okay,
but. The stock doesn't look great, but do you own it or what?
I just took a small position around
$9. Oh, okay. Because, you know, you're 200 days at 20, you're 50 days at 10, boy. Okay.
971 on the close.
It's 971, so.
Right.
So basically, you can hold it as long as it doesn't drop to 7, then you have to rethink it.
We went there once. My grandson Lucas said, "Grandpa, do you don't want to go there?" We went there. It was
yeah.
terrible.
But if it broke out to 11, if you broke out to 11,
bad experience,
you have something going. Okay.
Okay. And then one other quick one.
Yeah.
CCNE.
CCNE. Okay.
Yeah, it's the parent company of Bank on Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
they got kind of crushed. I started buying it on like 14, and it's kind of been like a channel going between like 18 and 15 and a half.
Yeah,
there you go.
1806. Thank you.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So it looks okay. I mean, it's building a very nice base. Okay. And gave us buy signal with an objective 22.5.
And regionals have been faring a bit better. Recently.
And resistance is 20 to 21. Yeah, I think you did all right.
Okay, and just now just kind of hold on and see if it goes.
Yep. Well, I don't know if it's going to go, but it's...
But, yeah.
Right, but, hey, $3 on an $18 stock is a lot.
It is a lot. I agree. Good. No question.
Nice right, dividend, 3.8. Thank you, man.
Thank you for calling. Okay, I don't know. Unfortunately, we've got, 1 minute? Jim, Orchard
Park. Go
ahead,
give it a shot, Jim.
Got a minute. We'll give it a shot.
Okay. TSLA, Tesla. What do you think of those guys?
I think awesome. I think they're awesome.
How's
really?
That?
No question.
Would you buy it?
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
But, you know, I'd have to...
I would go... A little bit at a time.
Buy a little at a time because this can move big amounts. Yeah. But I dip a little. Yeah.
You may want to look at Nicola.
Okay, we got to get off. But yeah, I mean, I'd be looking to buy it, and I'd love to see a nice dip to buy it. So.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Well, we're done. We have to get off the air
next week.
Next week.
Closed end funds.
Right now, we hit the end of the show. Unfortunately, or fortunately. Until next week, keep a little powder dry, do your own research, take care.
Have a good weekend.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.